You're with SBS Radio.
The New South Wales Darling River is Australia's third longest waterway. It is part of the Murray-Darling Basin, a complex river system spanning parts of Queensland, New South Wales, the Australian Capital Territory, Victoria and South Australia. It is now thought up to 1 million fish in the Darling River system have died as a result of changes to blue algae levels in the water. Fish species native to the area, including the golden perch and the Murray cod, make up a large percentage of the deaths. The New South Wales Primary Industries Minister, Neil Blair, blames the deaths on drought and rapid shifts in water temperature.
This has been due to the lack of oxygen in the water. Blue-green algae has built up in some of the water because of the low flows. There was a sudden drop in temperature. The algae died, and that then depleted the oxygen out of the water, and that's what's led to this fish kill.
While many locals agree that drought is a contributing factor, they argue the state government's diverting of water from the Manindi Lakes, which are about four times the size of Sydney Harbour and have been drained twice in 4 years, is mostly to blame. Some angry residents have levelled death threats at Mr. Blair. The ordeal has also led to renewed calls for an overhaul of how Australia's resources are managed and allocated. New South Wales opposition leader Michael Daly says a special commission of inquiry into the state's water management will be set up if Labor is elected in March.
This is an international embarrassment. We're calling on the Premier to set up a special commission of inquiry with raw commission-like powers, and if the Premier won't, I will.
A South Australian Royal Commission was held last year to investigate allegations of widespread water theft from the Murray-Darling Basin by rogue irrigators. The report is expected on February the 1st. A professor of business law at the University of South Australia, Jennifer McKay, agrees something needs to change.
There's been generations of localised management without any great thought of the greater problems that what one initiative will cause for something upstream or downstream. And this is a legacy of our whole environmental and natural resource management system in Australia. You can't manage the environment in little bits. You have to manage it as a whole.
A new National Water Act was drafted in 2007 by the Howard government, but Professor McKay says it hasn't worked well enough.
It relies on the states doing regional water plans and then the Commonwealth evaluating and accrediting those plans. Well, in practice, it's just nothing's happened, particularly in New South Wales. They haven't drafted water plans and the Commonwealth government hasn't pushed. The mechanisms are there, but it has not been implemented.
A professor of water, energy and environmental policy at University of Adelaide, Mike Young, says there are two things that will prevent this from happening again.
The first is to do what happens in the United Kingdom, and that is to specify minimum flows, and nobody's allowed to take any water when the flow is under a certain rate. The second one is to improve the monitoring. Now is the time to say, look, as from the start of next irrigation season, all irrigators are required to have all the water they take metered. And if they haven't got it metered, they're not allowed to take water.
Professor Young says any new system must have one key principle at its core.
To ensure the plan is adaptive and robust, and to build in mechanisms that change how water is used as fast as the climate adapts, rather than is currently foreshadowed just through periodic reviews. When we get a massive drought like we have now, the system still has to function well.
sbs.com.au